Now, we understand that at times there may be AIS present that we're not aware of. However, if we're able to document it, we want to update that, both our maps, but also our physical signage, just so folks have a better idea. We do this internally and externally. We partner with lake associations, just the public in general. We have what's called a citizen monitoring protocol or portal, where just anybody, if they're out and they think they see an aquatic invasive species, they can go on the SD Least Wanted website and report that to us.